The first thing you'll wonder about Andrew Willoughby is why he's carrying a large, unwieldy cardboard circle that's as strikingly colorful and intricate as a Tibetan sand mandala. There are few places he doesn't lug it around. After all, it's his life's work to explain it to anyone, and I mean anyone, how it represents the entirety of possibilities in music.
One night I had a dream that was unlike any other single dream I've ever had in my entire life. I saw the entire code of music go by forward, I saw it all go in reverse, and then I saw it go tick-tock, tick-tock, tick. And as I was watching each one of the notes, I saw them all land in place.
Willoughby says he woke up in a sweat and couldn't shake what he saw. Then he thought,
I've discovered mathematically how music harmony all works.
Though he can't read music and isn't exactly a virtuoso on the piano, Willoughby says the experience consumed him.
This dream probably took me about 5 minutes to dream, took me 6.5 years to illustrate, showed me all of the different angles. I found 11 mathematical characteristics that every note has, plus its original do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So he tried to find a way to articulate it all in one place. His first prop was the mandala-like cardboard wheel. It's probably about the size of a small satellite dish, which Willoughby hand-drew with markers. The next prop was a flip book that progresses like a short cartoon through the structure of music.
It took me 9 months to draw these 96 pictures here. Starting here at C, 0 degrees, D would be 45 degrees, E is 90 degrees, F is 135.
As he flips through the book, about the size of a thick wallet, you'll see shapes, angles, phases of the moon, and clocks representing what time of day a note corresponds to. And all of it, he says, is supported by mathematical formulas.
Well, I skipped math class at Gates Chiley High School back in the 1970s. Math thrills me now.
While Willoughby's props are impressive and comprehensive, he needed a more accessible way to share his vision with others, something he could easily reproduce and sell. So he invented a device called the Chord Teacher. Basically, it's a plastic sheet that has moving parts and wheels that condenses Willoughby's knowledge into an easy-to-use tool that people of all ages can use and understand. He thinks it's just a matter of time before his theories and tools make him well-known, a sentiment shared by one of his students.
This is Andy. Says, by the time you're really, 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 really famous, he said, you're going to be dead for 200 years. Like, ah, oh. It's like, it's all week long. I was like, oh, no, he's probably right. So I saw him the following week, and I said, well, let's look at some other people in history, like Archimedes, Pythagoras, Newton, Einstein, Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and Elvis Presley, a lot more famous now than they were back when they were alive.
Still, Willoughby mostly evangelizes person by person on the sidewalk, where he offers free music lessons a few times a week for anyone willing to learn. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.